NBC's Parks and Recreation offers a fresh and entertaining humor that is hard to pass up. The creators of The Office reconvened to produce an original, gut-busting new comedy TV show that captured my attention from the very first episode. The mockumentary filming style, laugh-out-loud remarks, and animated characters make Parks and Recreation irresistible. Parks and Recreation takes an inside look at the unique environment of local government in the fictional town of Pawnee, Indiana. The show is set up in a documentary style of filming, similar to that of many modern comedies. A set of cameras follow character Leslie Knope, as played by Amy Poehler, a mid-level official in the Parks Department, and her diverse staff as they work on improving the town of Pawnee. Each episode presents a new goal or issue having to do with the town's parks and recreation that the staff attempts to mend. However, the writers use a refreshingly humorous style that integrates current events, consistently exposing the community's absurd ways of being. A recent episode showed the story of a group of local radicals that claimed the end of the world was coming. The department supports the group's ceremonies through a series of amusing events. From plot lines surrounding everything from a massive dirt pile to a spark romance between staff, the writers continue to deliver incredibly original and witty episodes that amuse audiences. The refreshing directing style, unique characters, and humorous spirit distinguish it from other modern comedies. Similar to The Office, the mockumentary filming brings a contemporary yet relaxed elegance to each episode's story. By having a set of cameras follow the quirky actors, each personality is shown in an improvisational role, portraying the characters in their true nature, rather than creating a forced type of humor. The actors' bizarre personalities make for a great chemistry on screen. The powerful woman Parks Department Deputy Director, Leslie Knope, brings a fresh female role to television. Her personality mixes well in the work environment, filled with high-energy optimist Chris Traeger, played by Rob Lowe, and libertarian Ron Swanson, played by Nick Offerman. But character Tom Haverford, played by Aziz Ansari, takes the spotlight with his sarcastic and swaggered personality that offers great one-liners. Tom is intrigued by any type of savvy or modern form of media. In one particular episode, the staff goes on a group camping trip and Tom proceeds to buy out a Sky Mall magazine, offering a tent of luxury and multimedia entertainment.
You guys do this a lot, camping?
I've never been before, but I think I'm gonna love it. Why am I gonna love it? Sky Mall. Come check out my tent. I ordered a bunch of crap off Sky Mall. I got my TV, my Xbox, DVD, awesome bed right there. DJ Roomba's in the mix. It's like I'm not even camping. This is actually a dog couch, but it's super comfortable.
The casting of the riotously ridiculous characters in the show was superb. All the characters are pure in heart, smoothly combining comedy and sentiment. Each episode carries meaning about everyday life experiences in work, family, and love life. Whether it's a new park they have to develop, dating within the office, or a Halloween party, the cast chemistry is perfect. Also, the plotline of the small-town witty characters with laid-back jobs provides a relatable vibe. This fresh, eye-tearing comedy has grasped my attention as a regular viewer. I can't help but to tune in every Thursday to get my comedy fix. If you're looking for a new comedy, Parks and Recreation will leave you smiling and wishing you could live in the jocular town of Pawnee.